With more than 40% of Ohioans unvaccinated against COVID, the Ohio Department of Health is urging people to get those shots. They say it's critical with the way the highly contagious Delta variant of the disease is spreading. Close to 60% of Ohioans who are eligible for vaccines have gotten them, and that number is higher for people over 60. But it's lower among people under 50. And now there's a new reason for experts to urge vaccines.
The Delta variant is, in fact, rapidly increasing and is on a trajectory to become the dominant strain in Ohio.
Ohio Department of Health Medical Director Dr. Bruce Vanderhoff says those who haven't gotten the shots need the protection that they provide. 90% of Ohioans who've been hospitalized with COVID since April were not vaccinated. Vanderhoff says he understands why some people might be hesitant about taking a vaccine that's been around for just 7 months, even though it's been rigorously tested and determined to be safe.
However, I don't think it is appropriate to make decisions on the basis of bad information. I think we need to look for sources of good information, reliable information.
Vanderhoff says while there are risks to the vaccine, he describes them as tiny and says the benefits are, using his word, vast. Dr. Andy Thomas with the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center is a little more direct with his concern about the false claims that have been spreading about the COVID vaccines.
I think those who express concerns about the vaccine having a chip that tracks their whereabouts or that magnetizes them, I think those are disinformation, which is beyond unfortunate. It's disturbing.
Thomas refers to some of the false claims made to the Ohio House Health Committee hearing testimony on a bill that would ban all mandatory vaccines from Thomas Rentz in February and Sherry Tenpenny and Joanna Overholt in June.
No child under 19 has died in Ohio from COVID-19 as of the last time I looked.
People who've had these shots and now they're magnetized. There's been people who've long suspected that there was some sort of an interface, yet to be defined, an interface between what's being injected in these shots and all of the 5G towers.
So this is what I found out. So I have a key and a bobby pin here. Explain to me why the key sticks to me.
Again, these claims are untrue and false. The key did not stick to Overholt. Tenpenny's Twitter account has been shut down since that testimony. There have been 30 COVID deaths among Ohioans under 19 and nearly 80,000 cases reported by schools. Meanwhile, a video of Rentz's testimony has been removed from YouTube. Rentz is also an attorney who represented 8 Ohioans in a suit against the Ohio Department of Health over its COVID orders, claiming they were, quote, tyranny. But the group dropped the suit in March. OSU's Dr. Andy Thomas says with all that in mind, he's putting people who are hesitant about the vaccine into one of two buckets.
The first bucket, where it's just disinformation, it's clearly things that are irresponsibly being put out there by individuals where there's really no basis in fact. The second group, where there's hesitancy around some of these potential complications from the vaccine, those are being studied.
Cases and hospitalizations in Ohio have ticked up lately, but the Ohio Department of Health can't say whether that's the Delta variant or the result of July 4th gatherings. ODH does say the Delta variant, which is causing cases to climb in Asia and has brought new restrictions and shutdowns in Europe, is highly contagious and is a real threat to the unvaccinated, especially those under 50. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.